This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I had such hopes. The red wave that we expected was a red splash at best. And as with any operation, we need to rigorously evaluate exactly why the ferocious grizzly bear we expected turned out to be a gentle little bunny. And we will probably end up with a house. And we might get the Senate, maybe after a runoff in Georgia. Little deja vu there for you. But we are not going to obliterate the Democrats, which is exactly what I expected to happen. And here's the thing. Biden is not only terrible, but most people think he is terrible. And yet, even with that, plus the historical trends and a powerful issue set, we did okay at best. And lots of us are already howling. And the problem is not that we did not advance. We probably will in the House, at least. And as Warren Buffett once observed, you never go broke making a profit. Senate, well, our problem is that we set huge expectations and they simply did not pan out. How realistic were these? In hindsight, which is the clearest and most accurate sight, not particularly realistic at all. People were talking about 50 House seats. Maybe it'll be a dozen or so. And the fact is, we had won a lot of the red seats in prior cycles and consolidated them. We were reaching for blue seats in 2022. And to the extent we failed to hit our goal, it was a pretty hard goal. We were just not realistic about that. And this cycle Senate map was always tough. 36 of the Democrats were not up for re-election, whereas only 29 of us. So we had 7 extra senators up for re-election. The polls indicated they were close pretty much the whole time. Was polling inaccurate? Yeah, where it gave us false hope. For example, Bullduck in New Hampshire was supposed to be close, and it was not close. And this is a teachable moment. Like getting hit by a car teaches you to look both ways. We need to ask ourselves what we can learn, because when life gives you lemons, you must juice them and mix that juice with some sort of clear liquor. And after you sleep it off, you need to think about what went wrong. Now, I mentioned expectations. We need to manage them in the future. It was great to think there was a red tsunami coming, but that left us primed for disappointment, and we were. And here's a big factor. Much of America is more liberal, more leftist than we want to accept, and a whole lot of Americans are willing to tolerate the garbage policies the Democrats push. I cannot tell you how much dismay I have that New York reelected Kathy Hochul. It doesn't affect me at all that she's the governor, but I know people that are there. I have some listeners that are there. And they deserve the same trappings of their, you know, constitutional rights the rights that all the Constitution does is codify the right. And instead, you guys are the ones that you're the bad guys. You're always the bad guys. Some people just don't want freedom. They like the COVID nonsense, and so they support woke fascism. And there are a lot of these people, although apparently not in Florida, and leftists are going to leftist no matter how poor and miserable that makes them and everybody else. They say that candidates matter, of course, but how much do they really? And the fact is that Pennsylvania elected a bizarre ogre, which flies in the face of everything that Mitch McConnell said. Mitch McConnell's at fault here, too. Here's the thing. Party allegiance is enduring in ways it never used to be. That Fetterman won isn't an indicator. You vote for that freak of nature only if you're purely partisan. And I don't begrudge them that. It's about getting the Senate seat. But appeals pointing out the fact that Fetterman is a mutant did not get it done. In Pennsylvania, they said, sure, he's a mutant, but he's our mutant. There will be a lot of talk about bad candidates, which is usually started by people whose chosen candidate lost in the primary, but there's a lot of evidence that voters will vote for anybody on their side. Good candidates lost two, bad candidates won. There will be talk of money and who supported which candidate sufficiently. Mitch McConnell wanted to be the Senate Majority Leader, and he might not have gotten it done. And that's on him. You can argue he should have not have stiffed this candidate or wasted money on that one, but it does not really matter. He had one job, and it's not clear as of right this minute that he did it. That doesn't excuse other people who had a part in this cluster, but his job is to get the majority, and it's not clear he has. And, of course, there's Trump. A lot of people are done with him now. Given some of the things that he's coming out and saying, where, you know, we're looking, as we look here, we see how success works. And what that means is you back your guy, no matter who or what he is. Now, Trump, I fully expect him to run, seek the nomination. But there's a few things going on right now that they sort of confuse me, given how blunt he has been in the past. And there's going to be a lot of people now that think he's a liability. And they're going to be quick to blame him for much of this. I think that's justified, but it's also too easy. If we just toss him out, that doesn't solve the GOP's structural problem. A lot of voters will never vote for us, and we have to fix that. We have to go out there and give them a reason to give it a look. And Trump should certainly own the losses of the candidates he pushed in the primaries, like Oz. You know, you had to pick Oz over the ogre. But in Pennsylvania, the only people that mattered about who backed who were the voters of Pennsylvania. They picked the ogre. He's planning to announce next week. He's coming out now already and starting some opening salvos at DeSantis, where clearly DeSantis is the better leader, to be honest. It's going to be a mistake if he decides to announce right now, because Republicans have a bad taste in their mouth, and the last thing they want to do is hear from him. Republicans are going to want to win more than ever now in 2024, and the big knock on Trump is that he won't. And after results in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin in 2022, not to mention 2020, how does he argue that he can win these states? What's the plan? It's going to take more than more and meaner nicknames. And there's no sugarcoating it. Trump lost in this one. What went right? The big winning theme was competence. And that was really the heart of Ron DeSantis' appeal in leveling the Democrats in Florida. He is a good governor. So are Brian Kemp and Glenn Youngkin and Greg Abbott. And they get the job done, not perfectly, but well enough that both normal people and some Democrats will vote for them. No drama, no trauma. Look for DeSantis to wait to announce until long after Trump does. He's going to keep his powder dry and rack up points for doing his job competently, even as Trump exhausts the party with his antics, which are kicking up again in the form of fake announcements or picking dumb fights. This election cycle sucked, and that's not what we were expecting. The Democrats, for their part, will be able to put off a much-needed personal inventory for a couple more years. Lesson they will take is that nothing matters. They can screw up and move up, and that seems to be true. Biden certainly runs. He thinks this is a personal vindication. It's not, but that doesn't matter. And we need to think through clearly how the hell we can keep election night 2024 from being another letdown. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing that has changed over time, and I mean recently, over time in the last year, is that gun owners are now being held aloft. They're being held in higher esteem. Of course, not by the anti-gun politicians or the gun grabbers. Of course not. But where we're used to being scapegoated by people who are stubbornly blind to graphic evidence that shows why all the gun control efforts are inherently doomed to failure, There's a code out there that is very simple to crack that they can look at now. And a lot of people are beginning to see this, which is evident in some of these close races. Like Hochul, as much as I'm mad that she won, Zeldin gave her a run for her money. And, I mean, that was that still is sort of a win in a way. But I'm not about any of these. Well, you know, it's a win in spirit. No, there's only wins and losses. So it's good that in New York they're beginning to look at this. But here's the code to crack for all of you. Criminals do not obey gun laws. For proof, all you have to do is go read the local police blotter or read newspaper reports. Evidently, the gun prohibition lobby and the legislative lapdog have a problem with reading comprehension, because if they would simply look at these reports, they would get it. And the other thing that they could do, where they could actually ascend to actually looking out for public safety, is to get out there and say, you know, there's other elements of violent crime that we also need to look at. We should be against violence. But, you know I'm way out there on that one. So let's go look at some police blotter, shall we? Seattle, Washington. Police officers in the Jet City recovered a vehicle stolen from a parking lot at Seattle Children's Hospital. The family parked in the garage while waiting for their child to recover from brain surgery. When they searched the vehicle after arresting the suspect in a failed escape attempt, they found the following: two loaded firearms, one of which had been reported stolen, plus methamphetamine, fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, and $8,000 in cash. Boy. Let's go to Merced, California. The Merced Sun Star reported on the arrest of a convicted felon on November 5th after they responded to a report of a possible armed robbery. The suspect, identified as 45-year-old Robert Torca Solis, allegedly entered a business called the Italo Lodge with a firearm in his waistband. Cops found the gun a short distance from where they confronted him, one block away from the lodge. Authorities said the gun had been reported stolen. Solis had an outstanding felony warrant for his arrest. He was arrested and booked into Merced County Jail on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm, with warrants, receiving stolen property, grand theft, and possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, according to jail records. Sometimes when you read these reports and hear these charges brought against them, you think to yourself, I think to myself, these legislators really have too much time on their hands. Seattle, Washington. In a report from the Seattle Police Blotter, a suspect was arrested in connection with a shooting in late October. They are investigating the shooting in the city's Belltown district, where a 50-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. Later, the 21-year-old suspect entered the Northgate office of the Department of Corrections. He's a convicted felon, yet he was in possession of a firearm. He was booked into the King County Jail. Madison, Wisconsin. A man identified as 24-year-old Colby Smith was arrested in Monona on November 4th because he was wanted on multiple warrants from various jurisdictions with charges of felon in possession of a firearm, use of a dangerous weapon, possession of an illegal article, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, a parole violation, and battery. This according to U.S. Marshals Service spokesman Marcus Collins. Smith had escaped an arrest attempt on October 28th. When he fled from a car wash in Beloit, members of the U.S. Marshals Great Lakes Regional Fugitive Task Force bagged Smith at a Madison hotel where he was staying under an alias. They also seized a stolen gun and drugs. Michigan City, Indiana. A criminal suspect identified as Briley Langford faces several felony charges in connection with a stolen gun and illegal drugs found in his vehicle by Michigan City Police, according to the Northwest Indiana Times. The newspaper said police were working a special patrol when they spotted a Nissan Maxima commit numerous traffic violations on the city's north side. The vehicle stopped, and police said they found the handgun and drugs near the driver, who happened to be Langford. While officers conducted their investigation, they learned the gun had been reported stolen and that Langford was prohibited from possessing a gun. He was jailed and not offered a bond because of unrelated pending court case. Back to Seattle, Washington again. Seattle Police Blotter reported that the November 3rd arrest of a 36-year-old suspect in an attempted robbery in the city's Rainier Valley neighborhood back on October 24th. According to the report, the suspect is a convicted felon, yet he was at a residence in the valley with suspected fentanyl and a handgun. All of these reports barely scratch the surface when it comes to criminals and guns. And yet, time and time again, an anti-gun politician, you know, Biden, Harris, their colleagues on Capitol Hill and in the state legislature simply ignore the obvious. All the gun control restrictions that they promote haven't stopped a single one of these people from getting their hands on a gun. They only come into play after these criminals are arrested. During the election, there were multi-million dollar initiatives in Washington and Oregon elsewhere that only penalized honest citizens. They haven't lowered the number of violent crimes, including homicides, and considering what I just, you know, that little bit of evidence I just threw at you. This is, and I didn't make this up. This came straight from police blotters and newspapers. They haven't lowered the number. All the laws have accomplished is create the impression that something has been done. And after years of this cycle, and with Biden crowing about passage of his first step gun control package earlier this year, and promising to do more if Democrats retain control of Congress, maybe, you know, this time around, but I digress. Gun control is only going to control you. And it can only control you because you are a law-abiding citizen. Gun control is meant to be a behavioral check. And yet, where we have these people who are misbehaving constantly, and it's like, and I know some of you probably do this, and I don't mean to upset you, but it's like the parent that counts. You know, I'm going to count to 10. How often? I mean, I never tried that tact. I went straight to 10. I never got out there and said, I'm going to count. I just went straight to 10. Gun control is a failure. All gun control is a failure. Every measure is a failure because crime continues today. It continues today. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday marks the first Veterans Day since new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits. This, as Vice President Kamala Harris says, veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I would love to say it's all over about the crying, but politics doesn't work that way anymore. We may not know the results of this election in finality for days or weeks. But in Georgia, we did get a pretty good glimpse of how things shook out. Because there, you know, we had Stacey Abrams. She was running for the governorship again. Of course, you know, she never conceded the last time she lost. She was once considered for the vice presidency, but she's lost, and lost handily, to Governor Brian Kemp. And she's conceded the race, which is impressive, considering that she didn't do that 4 years ago. But meanwhile, Senator Raphael Warnock is in a very tight race with the University of Georgia football legend Herschel Walker. That has not been called, actually, is going to a runoff. Both of those candidates are Democrats running for statewide races, but their fortunes appear to be somewhat different. And part of the reason for that is the Second Amendment. Warnock is no friend of gun owners. Don't think for an instant he is. I would argue that he is smarter than Abrams, but then a lot of people are. If you take a look at his campaign site, there's no mention of gun control, not a single peep. We can know it's in his heart, but not on his website, and it wasn't an issue during the campaign. Abrams went in a different direction. Her site includes a specific set of gun safety policy proposals, which included things like repealing constitutional carry, repealing campus carry, and enacting universal background checks and red flag laws. And she also made it clear that the only reason she's not pushing for more is that it's not tenable at this point. So while Warnock is in a tight battle with a virtual football deity in Georgia, Abrams crashed and lost by 7.5 points. And the kicker is that if you compare their issues pages, a lot of the same things pop up in varying ways. Yes, one is running for state senate and or for state office, and one's running for the Senate. So details aren't going to be just going to be different, but have to be, yet there are also profound similarities. So why else is it that Kemp so handily handed Abrams her posterior while Walker may not even win? And there are a few key differences. Warnock has gone after Walker's character via brutal attack ads, claiming domestic violence and many other sins, which likely cost Walker at least a couple of percentage points. But does that account for it all? I don't think so. We all know from polling that voters throughout the nation didn't list gun control as one of their top issues. And that seems to have been true throughout the Peach State as well. So kind of like the knight at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, she chose poorly. But this isn't a huge win for gun rights. They're safe at the state level for at least four more years, but with the Senate still very much up for grabs and the House results not looking as great as many expected at the federal level, there's still threats. There's always going to be threats to the right. Right now, we don't know how it's going to work. And I mean, the Republicans, I don't understand. You know, in Brazil, they, as many problems as they have as in Brazil, when they have an election, it's done on election day. It's done on election day. And here we are in 2022, and we have more computing power in our pocket than we took to go to the moon in the 60s, and we can't do an election in a day. Which, it's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of anything when it comes to elections, because I would have one rule. You show up to vote in person, or you get your absentee ballot X amount of days. The only one that can request it is the voter, not the family, not the wife, the voter. And it has to come in, it has to be dated, it has to be signed, and it has to be received by a certain date. Otherwise, it is null and void, and that's it. It's a very simple set of rules. If you think I'm disenfranchising you, I'm sorry. Being a citizen in a republic is a very hard thing to do. Right now, there's still enough seats up for grabs that both the House and the Senate could go either way, although in the House, it's beginning to get less and less likely because the Democrats simply don't have enough now. They're going to have to get every one of them that's up for grabs. Now, in the Senate, if there were enough votes in the Senate to kill the filibuster, and that's the only thing standing right now in the Senate that keeps our gun rights from being put on the block. Until the Supreme Court gets a hold of any of it, though. But in Georgia, the message is clear. Don't mess with gun rights. In one of those stories where you get out there and you say, well, if I'd only been there, a 18-year-old made a bad decision. He chose poorly. He should have gone to bed, but instead he donned a ski mask and pulled a gun and then entered somebody else's apartment in Kokomo, Indiana. And he would later tell police he entered the front first door he found unlocked. But when he got in there, he found three men. And he found out they had a say in the matter. And at 3:30 a.m., they did not take kindly to a masked punk trying to rob them. They grabbed him, disarmed him, and then they started beating him to a pulp. That's when the perpetrator pulled out his second gun. While they were disarming the masked bandit of his second gun, a shot was fired as Mr. Tyler's face continued to come into close contact with the closed fists of his would-be victims, and at that point, one of the residents accessed his own firearm and then held the aspiring felon for the police. And if you look at his face, this kid's face, if you've ever seen one of the Rocky movies in the Creed, well, you know, they always made Rocky look like he has been beaten to a point to where he should have died. This kid's close. From WTHR, the residents told police they fought the suspect and got the gun out of his hand after he entered, but he pulled out another gun during the struggle. They again tried to get the gun out of his hands, and the gun went off in the process, but no one was injured. At that one point, one of the residents went to get his own gun and held the suspect at gunpoint until police arrived. Suspect, identified as 18-year-old Merrill B. Tyler of Maryville, suffered multiple facial injuries during his altercation with the residents. According to the probable cause affidavit acquired by our partners at the Kokomo Tribune, Tyler told his girlfriend he was going to a gas station, but instead went into a nearby apartment because it was unlocked, even though he reportedly did not know any of the occupants of the apartment. The apartment's residents also told police they did not know Tyler. Carrying your gun in your house is a thing, people. I know a lot of people that everybody's seen that thing where the you know, like the guy gets home and he puts his gun on the countertop. I have guns everywhere. If I'm not carrying one with me, I'm going somewhere where there is one. And you never know when some hoodlum is going to invite themselves into your residence looking to commit a crime of opportunity. And you never know if they're going to have two guns. And that's why home carry is a thing. I operate under the turkey pot pie rule. And that is that if I'm in my house having my turkey pot pie, and somebody kicks in my door, he's going to be facing a pistol. Once he ascertains that he is facing a pistol, once I have comprehension that he is facing a pistol, if he takes one more step, I'm going to start squeezing. If he turns around and runs, I'm going to be very upset because he kicked in my door and now my door is broke. But I won't be shooting him. Because then that's murder. And I'm not a murderer. I will be a guy, though, who gets to go back to my turkey pot pie, and that's because I carry in the home. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
More time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. This midterm election, it was captivating as one followed races district by district throughout the night. I made myself go to bed. Normally, when there's an election going on, I'm sitting there and I don't watch TV, so I'm refreshing the websites repeatedly, like every 30 seconds, looking for one more vote, one more race. And I told myself, I'm not staying up for this. So I went to bed. Legally, there are both individuals and institutions that could see significant changes with the new division of power in Washington because the Democrats will likely lose the House. And there is right now there are more chosen Republicans in the Senate, 49 to 48, as of me talking to you at this moment. So there's still that chance to. And despite the rivaling predictions of red waves and blue walls, we know one thing that is abundantly clear. We are still a very deeply divided country. Congress will reflect that division in terms of power distribution, and that may be a good thing. So who are the winners in this, in all of this? Well, constitutionalism. We've seen frontal assaults on constitutional value, ranging from the separation of powers to free speech. And it appears that the voters prefer a divided government with a Congress willing and able to challenge a president rather than remain a pure pedestrian in the exercise of governance. And that's now a new moving part in Congress that's been dormant for 2 years. And as these institutional gears engage, checks and balances will again force some accountability and exposure. Unless, of course, the uniparty comes into play. Supreme Court. For 2 years, the left has targeted the nation's highest court with calls for packing it. And polls have long shown that this movement was contained almost entirely within the far left. Yet attacking the court and the justices was an article of faith for many Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, who called for raw court packing. And that will continue. But at least for the next 2 years, that is not going to happen. Who are the losers? Well, once again, the media comes out at the very bottom of that cesspool. Outlets in framing the election consistently echo Democrat narratives, yet failed to deliver them victory. And the media now faces prospect of inquiries that could further erode voter trust. Congressional investigations will likely drill down on the Hunter Biden influence peddling scandal. The media played an active role in burying that scandal and will face questions of how they could turn a blind eye to globe-spanning corruption that involved millions of dollars from foreign political and intelligence figures. They may also see an investigation into back channels political and government officials use to enlist surrogates in the media and social media for censorship. Then there's the Bidens, and the biggest election loser could be the Biden family, because they stole the presidency and they've avoided any media or congressional scrutiny for their alleged influence peddling, and time is up for them. And despite Attorney General Merrick Garland's refusal to appoint a special counsel, they will face investigations launched with the full authority of the Oversight Committee, whatever that means. Garland will also confront demands to show some aggressive prosecution of contempt of Congress when Biden associates are the subject of these referrals. All this will add to whatever emerges from Delaware in the long-standing investigation of tax and other allegations against Hunter Biden. And the midterms are over. And the Justice Department will no longer be bound to avoid filings that might influence the election. And Hunter could very easily find himself under indictment as Congress ramps up a broad investigation into his dealings. There's one group that could be included on lists of both winners and losers, which are moderates. Everybody wants to be a moderate. I'm sort of middle of the road, you know. I try to find the common ground. You know, that guy. Trump pushed candidates that struggled or failed with voters who viewed them as too extreme. And for moderates in the Democratic Party, the flipping of long blue districts and other close races are evidence of a shift in independents in groups like Hispanics away from the far-left policy. The problem is that there's not very many middle-of-the-road true moderates in Congress. And the result is that while the country remains moderate, Congress will again not reflect that broad center. The country actually would like to, I think, go sort of right center, center right, whatever, however you want to put it. The next few years will be anything but predictable, and James Madison believed that if you want good government, ambition must be made to counteract ambition. And if that's true, well, the good news is there will be no shortage of ambition in the days ahead. But before the White House gets too giddy about losing one or both houses of Congress, it should contemplate the prospect of a House of Congress with a very different ambition from those of the president. And that, my friends, is a fact. Now then, as evidence of how odd this election is, a Pennsylvanian state representative who died last month was reelected on November the 8th, despite that fact. And yes, this is Democrat Anthony Tony DeLuca. He passed away October 9th. He won in a landslide, garnering over 85% of the vote. At the time of DeLuca's death, it was too late for officials to change the election ballots, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. DeLuca, Pennsylvania's longest-serving state rep, easily defeated Green Party challenger Quinonia Zara Livingston, who is alive, who should probably think about getting out of politics at this point. Livingston is also a far-left extremist who ran on a platform including environmental justice and ending the war on drugs. This is the same state that elected John Fetterman, a man who lived with off of his parents until he was 50 and who has been afflicted with severe cognitive difficulty after suffering a stroke early in his campaign. Pennsylvania, what does this say about you? I mean, I get it that Oz was a carpetbagger. Okay, cool. I get that Oprah came in, and of course, she made Oz, but then she turned on him and backed Fetterman. Because Democrats always back Democrats. I get that, too. But what does this say about you? You're electing dead people? Impaired people? I mean, listen, both of those elections, if John Fetterman does not serve as a United States Senator, if they get out there and try to make his wife the United States Senator, that means that everybody that voted for him, it doesn't matter. It's fraud. This election, this DeLuca, fraud. I can only imagine Benjamin Franklin is rolling around in his grave, which, come to think of it, would not disqualify the former resident from winning an upcoming election if he were to run as a Democrat. If the state were to tweak another election law or two, DeLoca and or Franklin could serve into perpetuity. Maybe DeLoca identifies as living, or at least non-dead. Maybe like gender, existence should be considered non-binary. One could be alive, dead, something in between, which would explain Joe Biden. Both, neither, or one of the infinite number of other identities. And I don't know if DeLuca and Fetterman winning is an all-out refutation of ableism or an amazing example of it. But in any case, it is arguably the most remarkable feat the Democrats have yet pulled off in this election cycle. And that's saying something. DeLuca and Fetterman join a long list of old and or cognitively impaired Democrats, including but not limited to Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, and the big guy, Joe Biden. And this triumph was a bit unusual in the sense that historically, we have seen dead people vote for living Democratic candidates, whereas in this case, living voters voted for a guy that was deceased. Maybe in the future we'll have dead people voting for dead candidates. Maybe the votes will be counted by these people who are no longer with us. There's just, you know, there's just no, you know, one thing they could do. And I mean, this is an extremely bad taste, but I don't put it past them. Think of all the votes that have been aborted. We don't know how they would have voted. That may be subject for interpretation. I guess this is what they would call democracy. When living people vote for the dead, dead people vote for the living, and dead people vote for dead people, and dead people count the votes. I don't know. Off we go. Forward. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.